Hallelujah. Turn to someone, tell him, God has a final say about your life. Tell that person, this week will transform your life forever. And one more time, say, thank God it's Friday. Take your seats in the heavenly places. You know, every Friday in England is great, isn't it? And those of you who are working class, you will discover that sometime in the office, or most times every Friday, people are talking about joints, isn't it? The joints they will spend their Friday. Yeah? Come on now, you tell them too, the joints that you're spending your Friday from next week. Every Friday is good here. You know, the guy who said, there's a guy in America who had a business and he calls it, thank God it's Friday.
There's his restaurant.
Restaurant. Oh, well. He's here in London. All right, thank God it's Friday. You know, every Friday is good. And this Friday also will be a good Friday for you.
Amen.
You have been in our heart for such a long time. But, you know, God is directing my spirit into Bristol. Tonight will mark a beginning of rising higher for you.
Amen.
You know, what God began to share through mommy, I've been doing research on the reasons why many Christians do not fulfill the written word. And I've done this research for a few years now. And God had given me understanding, or he had cracked the riddles for me. Things that you will do, and the word of God will not be any, it will no longer be a fiction to you. It will be a real life encounter, and it will be manifestation. And that is what we are concentrating on throughout this week, this weekend. Now, from what you have learned is the beginning of it. Because what you have learned, mommy was talking about the portrait of an ambitious woman. Ambition is one of the most powerful drivers of human destiny. And what God has said to you there is so clean and clear. There are 10 things that she mentioned as attributes of good, ambitious person. Whenever you come to church, always come with your writing pad. Okay, because in church, what we do on pulpit is that we lecture you. But then a student who goes to the lecture room without a writing pad, I will assume that he understood what was said, but really when you get back, when you get out of the lecture room and try to recollect, you discover you don't know much at all. It's most likely that you fall into the category of the student who just recover, he does nothing. Because everything that you hear, the intellectual reasoning tells us that geniuses can retain 25% of learning. That is those who are total genius on earth. An average human being can retain only 5%. And that 5%, if that average human being does not chant it, as you walk away from the place you had it, by the time you engage with one or two other discussions, it's eroding out of your mind. So the Bible says that write the vision down and make it plain, Habakkuk 2, so that herald may run with it. So what you are going to be hearing this week, because we have so much information, 6 years information, we want to speak it in just a weekend. Can you see how that is? So we'll be giving you a lot of information, but you need to write them down for you to understand. Let me tell you what I've written down from that message. Number one, positive, ambitious people. Healthy, ambitious people can navigate through all complexities and challenges. That is a function of what is called high-impact leadership. Ability to navigate through complexities. What in intellectual world we call that VUCA. Those of you who are top management level, or if you're a director or an executive person in your office, you'll understand what I'm talking about. It's a language of business in our country at this time on the top level. They call it VUCA. Vulnerable, uncertain, vulnerable, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous. That is situations that companies will get into, and everybody in the company believe that we are at ground zero. How do you get about it? It's like what we are in England now. In England right now, everybody have gone to a dead end. Our parliaments have been trying to think about what to do with our intentions, our votes. Everything that Theresa May gave them, they voted against it. All right? So, Theresa May had to hand over the tour. Okay? A man just came. And if you look at the statement of this man, he said, either you accept or not, 31st of October, I cut the tape. I think that's a leader. He's not a mediocre. He's not a leader who tries to appease people or appease the parliament. His decision is that we cannot continue to dabble over opinions that are uncertain. So the situation England is now is what is called VUCA. It is an uncertain situation. And Christians will come to that in their lives. Are we together now? And so we will talk about the country by tomorrow. I'll talk about the prophecies God gave us and where you are, what you should do, where you place yourself. Because between now and October, we're going to see a lot of things. Things happen in January during our 31st Watch Night service. God said to us as a church, watch out on the month of July. He said the month of May, the month of July, and the month of October. And then previously he said to us on the 22nd of a month, then he said the month of May. And on the 22nd of May, our former prime minister was removed. And then July, the next prime minister came in, was sworn in. And then October, they have told us we are going to slice the tape. Amen. All right. So what do you need? One of the things that you need is what is said now. Ambition. Positive ambition. It helps you navigate through complexity. Then she said, they set goals and do not want to share it. What that implies is that they have a lot of things in their heart they want to do. They only tell you the results. They get it now? They act upon what they say, and then you see the result, they tell you this is the result of it. Then they can tell you this is how I got about it. It says, number three, they are goal-oriented and set standard to achieve. Tomorrow I'll be talking to you about a purpose-driven church. Okay, and we'll cover very deep things, and then I will do anointing service for you. I will anoint you for empowerment to succeed. Are we together now? Yes. In this new government of Boris Johnson, we will prosper.
Amen.
You didn't say amen.
Amen.
Some may be fired, but we'll be hired.
Amen.
Are we together now? And I'm going to show you how to position yourself, so that when the tide comes and everything is falling to pieces, you will stand and you will excel. But this is part of it. You know, they are goal-oriented. Number four says they are goal-setters and great achievers. Number five says they break away from norm and depart and adapt new ways of thinking. That is innovation. Innovation, they are very innovative, in other words. Innovation is departure from norm. You know, this is how you do it all the time. But a time came that challenged the way you do things. But you continue to do the same thing in a new way. That's why you continue to have new bad results. Are we together now? The result is always terrible. Because that way you have been doing it is terrible. It gives you bad result. And then you refine the way you do it. You get a refined bad result. But for you to get a good result is think about the way you used to do things and depart from it. And that's what you call innovation. If you check the definition of innovation, that's what it tells you. Then number six, it says, they are willing to take risks and stepping into fears and anxiety. They are willing to take risks. And number seven says, they work with purpose. So tomorrow we'll talk about purpose-driven church. They allow room for changes. That is transformational leadership. And then it says, they do not compete with others, but focus. All right? That is one of the attributes of a high-impact leader. And nine says, they learn from others, i.e. mentors, or do not mingle with mediocres. That is part of the elements of a high-impact leader. If you want to, as in your office, if you are assigned as a leader over a group of people, there could be a team of 10, 20, 30, to becoming the chief executive of the company. These are things that you need to know and implement for you to be able to get results in your organization. You can turn a conglomerate that is running down to receivership around. If you have good knowledge of what I'm telling you. Also, if you get this right, why people are praying for success, all right, you'll be thanking God for success. You know, Christians pray a lot of prayers, and many prayers we pray really are not cognitive to God. Are we together now? The book of Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 10, it says when the axe is dull, it takes stronger strength to cut the tree. Are we together? So a Christian who cannot do better to his career, in the days of promotion, no matter how much you fast and pray, you get nothing. Because your fasting and prayer will work if you have sharpened your axe. If you are current in your career, then fast and pray, you will see promotion come. But you cannot be promoted even if you fast the whole year without food and water and pray on the mountain with empty belly. God does not perform magic. He performs miracle. He says the Lord will bless the works of your hand. What about if you decide not to work? God will send the rain upon your hand to bless the works of your hand. Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 12. Now, if God opened heavens over the whole church and sent rain upon the whole church, what about a hand that refused to work? That prophecy cannot be fulfilled because the rain will come on an empty hand and it will produce emptiness. However, if somebody had gotten himself with a job doing, it doesn't matter what the job is, when the rain will fall upon it by God, that very substance in your hand is what God will use and he will blow it up. That's how God operates. Our God is not a magician. He's a miracle worker. And for every miracle, there is the part of man and the part of God. In this case of job and promotion and success, your part is inevitable. It is like God to heal you, you must have faith. And if you don't have faith, God cannot heal you. But when you have faith, God can heal you. And when we teach you to equip you with the elements you need so that you can now have what is the prerequisite before God so that God can now perform what he promised you. And that is what church is about. And it says they have eager to know mindset. Come on, let me just say that 15 minutes I will give you the download from heaven and then I'll pray with you. Something will happen in your life. Amen. There will be a shift to the positive. Amen. You know that the Bible says in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17, if a man therefore is in Christ Jesus, he is a new what? Remove this one. Give me the scriptures when I quote the scriptures. I want everyone to read the scriptures. Are we together now? And if I quote it wrongly, I can read what you put there and I can correct it. Correct?
Yes.
All right, so let's go ahead together. The scripture says, therefore, if a man is in Christ Jesus, is a new word, creation, the old and the new. If you look at the King James Version, King James are saying that all things are passed away, all things have become new. Come on, let me help you understand this. One thing you will agree with me that this thing is saying is this. When you are now in Christ Jesus, you are a new creation. But if you look at myself, I'm still the same person. I walked in here today, I accept Jesus Christ, but I'm still the same person. All right? I can't see beyond my physical body that I'm seeing. Correct? And the Bible says I'm not the same person. All right? Now, therefore, everything that God says about you is not what you can see. We do not believe God because he proved himself. But we believe God because he is God. So, in the word of God, you don't say, prove it to me, then I believe. No, we are convinced that it is true. So, we don't move by emotion in the church. We move by conviction. Hello? How many people are women here? Raise your hands. Oh, wow, you're a woman. How many of you are women or girls? Women or girls? Yes, good. Come on, let me say something to you. Did you believe that you are a woman because someone proved to you that you are a woman? No, you're convinced you are. If someone looks at you and says that you are not a woman, you are a boy, what would you say? look at me again. The fact is this. You are a woman because you are convinced you are. Your conviction came first before your observation. At the time that you were convinced, you were still a girl. And then you were told you are a girl. You don't know what a girl is, but you are convinced you are a girl. And if you go to the school and boys are saying that you are a boy, you say, no, I'm not a boy, I'm a girl. And that conviction is what leads to your maturity, that you are able to observe the features that constitute a woman. Correct? Same thing with God. What God says you are is what you are, even if you have no physical evidence to understand that that's what you are. So we believe God by conviction. It is conviction that God needs from anyone. But you understand this also, that second thing that you need is change of mindset. Write it down. First one is conviction. The second one is change of mindset. If a man be in Christ Jesus, he's a new creation. But physically, I don't look changed. So I'm convinced that is true. Second thing is that he says, all things are passed away. All things have become new. That talks about your mindset should change. You are in a kingdom. In every kingdom, you have laws that govern kingdoms. You have hierarchies, authorities. You have powers, you know. Everything you can see in the kingdom of man is what you see in the kingdom of God. Because the kingdom of man is a prototype of the kingdom of heaven. So, the Bible says, now, you are... All things are passed away and everything has become new. Yes? Now, many Christians are not able to absorb that because they don't understand that they only need a mindset to be changed. And that's one of the things that Reverend Umar was saying to you about positive, ambitious woman, that a positive, ambitious person have a different mindset from the norm. The norm is everybody believe this. But I dare not, and I believe different, because the Bible says so. It is everything you earn in the kingdom of God comes by the frame of this new mindset. Now, the inability of a Christian to operate that mindset will reduce you to a worshiper who is just religious without tangible manifestation. Tangible, something you can point your finger to on a yearly basis, on a monthly basis, and progressive years to come. When I came here, you know, Evangelist and his sister, Evangelist, when I went to their home, I came to their home some few months ago, a month or two ago. I was looking at them like, you know, when I used to come here and they're like this. And the dad said to me that, if you see Tisha now, he's a big boy, is it? Ore. I said, Ore, he's a very big boy. He's bigger than me now. I said, what? I really wanted to wait for him till he comes. I said, you mean he's not taller than me? He said, yes. I said that he's going to tell me why he did not come to take permission in London before he grew taller. When he got to my height, I told him, when it was like that, when you grow to my height, don't go taller until you ask me for permission and I give you permission to grow taller and you grow taller. But he breached it. The fact is, I didn't know. He just woke up one day and he's taller. Amen. But you see, this is a fact. In my mind, I was looking at the boy I knew this way. But you know, in the reality, he's not a macho man. He went to the gym or something like that. He's not a macho man. So our mindset must change about ourselves. Your mindset about you, if you don't decode your old mindset and put on a new mindset, which is the mindset of the kingdom, you will not be able to achieve many good things in the kingdom. There is no failure in the kingdom of God. But yes, some Christians fail. Failure is not when you attempt something and you didn't make the mark. Failure is to quit. If you do an exam and you failed, you haven't failed. It is just another opportunity to do better because you can retake it. Yes? So so that you can now look at the areas you made the mistake and now read aggressively with anger and go back, and then you get distinction out of it. You master the field in which you failed. Okay. But there are Christians who quit. And that is what amounts to failure in Christianity. Oh, God can't do it for me. Then they go. Who will do it for them? If somebody says, I'm no more serving God because God does not work, what will work for him? Satan? Come on. Out there is the beast, the devil, waiting for someone to devour. Anyone who makes a blunder to turn his back on the God of Abraham, my, the moment you turn and you turn away from him, his agents will come after you. They can hibernate with you for 10 years. And what do they do to mankind? They gradually introduce to you thoughts that will bring you under their control, of which after they have gained ground and made you thinking like them, change your mind to their own mindset, then everything around you will go haywire. Until one day you start to regret, some end up in suicide because they turn their back on the author of life. Okay. Because they say, I'm a Christian, and they want to be Christian with their own mindset. Now, if you want to go to university and you are A-level student, I'm sure that when you get to university, if you behave like you used to behave in A-level, you will be sent away after first year. Because they will have to tell you that here is different. You read little books in A-level. You read many books in university. When they give you assignment in university, they won't even wait for you to finish it before they give you another one. Are we together? They wouldn't say, you can't say to them in the university, please take it easy. You know, I'm age of 15 and I came into university. All the other guys are 20 or 19. They will tell you that this is university for you, period. Are we together now? So is God. When you are in the kingdom of God, there is a mindset God expects of you. But let me say something to you. This mindset is not something you have to fast to attain, or you have to do works to attain. The Bible says it's automatic. When a child is born, he's born with heart. Isn't it? You don't give birth to a child and it's not praying for heart. No, he breathes. You don't pray that God let my child be breathing. He breathes. Because God, who gave birth to that child from water, had formed the child. Look at the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16. The kind of what you have received now as a new creature. The new creature mind. He says, for who had known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have what? The mind of Christ. I can't hear you in Bristol.
The mind of Christ.
Look at someone and tell him you have the mind of Christ. You know something? The mind of Christ is a universal mind. Whether you're a French, Espanol, glory of yours, all right, Slava Bogu, Russian, or a Greek, or you come from my mother's village. You want to know my mother's village? Abulefo is what they call it. It is the most popular village in the whole world, if you don't understand. If you have never heard of it, then there is something wrong. You need to take a holiday to Nigeria and ask them, Abulefo, please. My Lord. Whether you are a northerner, we are a southerner, you are Welsh, you are Scots, you are Irish, the mind of Christ is irrespective of who you are. Whether you are rich, you are from royal family, or your family is unroyal. Once a man is born again, he is a new creation or new creature, a new species. That mind you receive instantly by the reason of the death of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Something shifted in you. The old spirit was crushed. A new spirit you receive by the altar when you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. That new spirit comes with the mind of Christ. Are we together now? Okay. How can you put it? I was born by a wizard. My mother was a priestess of Satan. Hello? I was conceived through the womb. My father was higher than 42nd level Mason, a grandmaster. Very, very much astronomically higher than grandmasters. Grandmasters are like kids before him. My father. He was so satanic. Only the mercy of God brought him to salvation. Now, which means that he is cursed. Really, in my family, when my father was born on the 8th day, they cursed him. His father cursed him. Everybody who is a witch doctor in the society, they bring them that we are doing naming ceremony, 8th day. Come and curse my child. I think when they did christening for you, if you waited for christening, really, they blessed you. Some of us were not christened. In my own family, the Christian is curse that child. So they curse my father with every curse in the city of curses. Are we together now? And so that man gave birth to me. So by birth, I inherited curses. You know, when they curse them, not only curse them, they curse them to all the generations that will come out of them. Hello? So I'm supposed to be, by virtue of my ancestor, very angry man. I'm supposed to be one of them who is knifing them in London. If they shoot some people somewhere, I'm supposed to be one of those guys who go shoot them all over the whole place. Cut people's legs, cut them in the hand, cut them in the neck. And Satan so much deceived my family that my father doesn't. If you are in this hall and you lock the door, and you say to him, you are not coming in here. He say, okay, I'm coming. And he will walk in through the wall here. He will walk straight away. You see a man coming out from the wall. You wait. That's my father. When you see someone just, you see the brick wall having the shape of a man, and then he's moving and he's moving, and you thought it's a joke, and a man walked out of the wall. Who will wait? You know, in England, we were deceived by all these guys who do, they call it horror films, and all these scientific, what do they call this man who does all this alien? It's all from wizardry. All what they're showing you is what they do in wizardry. Invisible man, that's what we call Igbe. Invisible man. Hello? But you know something? When Jesus saved my father, though he was so fierce and ferocious and wicked, when Jesus saved my father could not kill a fly any longer. Whereas the life of a man to him is just like a mosquito is passing, you kill it. That's how man's death is to him. When he got saved, he couldn't kill a fly. Why? What took place? A new mind came into him. It changes the way he reasoned in his human mind. And the evil he used to do before, he couldn't do it any longer. You know, there's a song that says, things are different now. Something happened to me when I gave my life to Jesus. Things I used to do, I do them no more. What I used to say, I say them no more. Things are different now. Something happened to me when I gave my life to Jesus. Can you imagine if my father gave birth to me when he was serving Satan and I'm in England? All of you are in trouble, including Scotland Yard. Are you with me? Now, some Christians have a view that because my father was wizard and my grandfather was wizard, he was really a mason, a grandmaster. He inherited the name Williams from his slave master, who took him at the age of 6, all right, and trained him and gave him all his rights. Okay. Some Christians will say to me that you are cursed by generational curses. But the Bible tells me when I'm in Christ Jesus, I'm a new creation. Old things are passed away. All things have become new. Not some things, all things. So how can God save me? Jesus saved me. And he says all things have become new. And some still say to me that except for the curses of your forefather, I will have been in trouble. Because they don't understand. My own family, they curse my father. They curse my grandfather. How can I survive? How can I survive? Now, if someone has said that to me, and peradventure, before I came to Jesus or I came to Jesus, I do not have understanding, and all these elemental demons are still oppressing me, I still have anger, I still fight. Someone says to me that you need deliverance. Bible tells me, no, you need a change of mindset, not deliverance. That's what the Bible tells me. And that's the reason why a good number of people go for deliverance, 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 deliverance. How many years will you be delivered from the same thing? And the deliverance never ends. Those who go to school, they stop at it. They stop at the time. Except for apostles. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Excuse me. Look, no matter how your sins are, he says, though your sins are as dark as scarlet, the blood of Jesus will wash you and I as white as snow. You might have been a murderer. It doesn't matter. You did it when you did not have the Holy Spirit of God. He says, the sins they have committed beforehand, I have left to go unpunished. Romans chapter 2, chapter 3, verse 25. Romans 3, 25. Look at what he says. Whom God has set forth to be a proportion through faith in his blood to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. If you look at the NIV, he says, for God had left the sins committed beforehand to go unpunished. You know, when you talk about Lord now, the whole of my veins rise. I'm writing a book on God's jurisprudence. When my professor heard about it, he said, please give me the privilege to forward it. Because all laws, when I was studying law, I discovered that every law came from the Bible. I found reference to every law in the Bible. Every aspect of law. Mention the area of law, I'll tell you where it's in the Bible. Though people do not want to recognize God as supreme. But of course, all knowledge goes back to the scripture. So, here scripture says to me that every sin committed beforehand, God decided to go to not to punish it. Yeah? He had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished. So, the sins of my father that he went to kill people, did he kill them when I was alive? Even if he killed them when I was alive, am I my father? Have you heard that Scotland Yard will come and arrest you because your grandfather owed the bank? And the bank will come and arrest you to come and stand for your grandfather? So how can God make you stand for your grandfather for the sins they committed? It is a lie from the pits of hell. Because the blood of Jesus canceled everything. Hallelujah, somebody. The blood of Jesus wiped everything. Therefore, if you and I agree today, I have just about 10 minutes to finish with you now, and we pray. If you and I agree today that what the Bible says is true, therefore, we can now deal with every problem in the next few days. I would be there. Yes, so, any problem that we have, never should you ever attribute it to anything your fathers or your mothers have done. Seal that up. Once you get that settled. So then, therefore, if you have a problem that seems like the kind of problem your father used to have, okay, and maybe every first son in your and your brothers and uncles have the same problem, this is the simple fact. The same demon that tried to rob your father is trying to mess you up, okay? He messed up your uncle, he messed up your dad, Because they didn't have the knowledge of the Holy Spirit. Now, what about you? What do you do? The Bible says, resist ye the devil, and what?
He shall be delivered from you.
Okay? It didn't say your pastor should resist the devil for you. So right now, so we all agree then, therefore, that any odd thing happening around our life, we have the power to resist it. Agreed?
Yes, sir.
Now, this is what happened in biblical mathematics. He said one which is 1,000 and two? Exponential. So it means that maybe you have been praying, and because you are still growing in faith, some spirit are still messing you up. They will come in, and yee! Oh yeah, that's what they do. That's what demons do. That you are the child of that God who have banished us to hell. And when they corner you into a corner, you go. Yeah, when you are a baby, they do that to you, isn't it? Some of you have some people who bullied you in primary school. But now, when you appear, you know, strange enough, you have grown more muscles than the guy who bullied you. You wonder why it's growing more tiny. Things have shifted. All right? So, if that is you, when we pray together tonight, something will happen to those spirits.
Amen.
So, it means, therefore, when you pray with me, we now have more power to deal with the spirit that is dealing with me. And we have more power to deal with the spirit that is dealing with you. You pray with me, I pray with you. Now we are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Can you imagine if two of us would chase 10,000 demons? Hello? What about 50 people? Come on. You will chase quadrillion demons. So it means there is nobody in this place tonight that will not have a solution.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. That is the reason why it's good to come to church. The Bible says, do not forsake the gathering together of one another. I am happy to come and join you tonight, tomorrow, over this weekend. And let me say something to you. From next year, I told your pastor, people will be envious of you. Because I will come here so regularly until people are envious. After all, I haven't been here for a long time. Now, I went to read. Now my head is full. I have hung the gloves of reading. Now is to empty it. And Bristol is the center.
Amen.
Bristol and Dublin is the center. If anybody had devil oppressing in Bristol, go and beg them, I said they should come. That your general overseer was son of wizard. So if wizard is wizarding them, I know about those wizards. Okay? If they say, it's amazing that he's chasing me. His grandfather was a grandmaster. Tell them. His mother was a priestess of Baal. Tell them. But he's born again, water baptized, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled.
Hallelujah.
Any devil that chases anybody in Bristol, tell them to come here. If you meet anybody during your evangelism and they are boasting of some power, call me in London. It will be the last time that power works for them. God did not bring me out of that ashes so that people can be deceived any longer. Neither did God bring me out of such family so that anyone can be intimidated. It will never happen in my lifetime unless if I did not know. Let me help you know something. They called me some years ago in CFT. This, you know, some guys came from Worthing, and they said, oh, from Worthing to, Brass Worthy, Holes Worthy, to Build, to Barnstaple, witches have destroyed everything. And in Barnstaple, some witches went to an Anglican church and put blood in the entrance of the church, and the parishioners fled. Are we together now? So somebody heard that there's a son of a wizard now turned preacher. So he came. He said, we heard of you. You are a son of a wizard. You now turned preacher. Now, for 6 months in this church, nobody ever went to church because the witches, not spiritually, they went physically. White witches, they call themselves. They are liars. There is no witch that is white. All witches are devils. They put blood there. So I said to them, okay, I'm coming. We went. And when we got there, I said, where is the church? Ah, they took me there. You know, they have read so many books about intercession. You know, people write books. Ah, if you want to intercede, you first do this. You do that. Then you do that. Then you have to fast. You have to. No, the Bible didn't tell me that. The Bible says, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall what? Bow. I told them I didn't come here for fasting. Take me to where the devil is here. We got to the church. I said, get me some water. I opened the door. They said, oh, no. Don't touch the blood. I said, which blood? This is the blood of a goat or of a bird. How can the blood of a goat, something that is dead, you put the blood on something? How can that dead, the blood of a dead thing, have power over a living being? It doesn't make sense to me. If what you took the blood was powerful, it would have prevented you from killing him. Do you hear what I'm reasoning? They killed something, they took the blood and put it in church. And then the church people ran away from a blood of a dead something. I don't care whether it's a dead goat or dead ram or dead bird. He's dead. We entered the church. So I said, okay, when we finish all that, okay, let us wash the blood for them. We wash the blood for them. What can wash away my sin? By the blood of Jesus. Then, you know, people, Christians, who they have slogans that give them boldness. If that is what they want, we give it to them. Let everybody shout, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Everybody is having boldness now. Okay, if that will help you, we shout the blood of Jesus. Until you have the boldness. But for me, the word of God says something, I get it done. So when we entered, I said, okay, now, let's go to the witches also. They said, now? I said, yes. Physically? I said, yes. I asked them, did they come to church physically? They said, yes. You know, at that time, I was a crude boy. I don't know law. As far as I'm concerned, you do me, I do you. You came to my church, I came to your coven. So if the court asked me, why did you go there? I said, they came to the church. Why should they come to church? If they can't come to church, I can come to their coven too. That's all I knew. So they said, well, we can take you to all their coven. I said, good. How many coven do you have in this city? They said, 12. I said, finish. They took me. And we went. When we got to the coven, I held their gates. I said, everybody put your hand on their wall. And they were looking at us inside. I said, see after me, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. They brought blood now. In our place, we are bringing blood there. And when they called the blood of Jesus, the whole fence was shaking. And I said, I shut you down in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I said, this is a gone place. Let's go to the next one. We move to the next one. We held the gates. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. After we are militants, and I said, I shut you down in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. We went to a place. 6 months, all of them were emptied. There used to be suicide. Youth suicide. From that day, it stopped in Ephraim, in Build, in Brassworthy, in Holsworthy, the whole region of the city. Then I brought all the churches together. We did crusade. And God did miraculous things. Rise up on your feet and let's lift up our voice to heaven. I want to start to thank Jesus, for he's the same Christ yesterday, today, and forever. Give God the praise for who he is. Give God the praise for who he was. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we bless you. I want to thank God from your heart. Jesus has never changed. He is the same Jesus yesterday, today, and forever. He is the healer. He is the deliverer. Lift up your voice and give him praise. Thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. Let your heart give him praise. Say thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we exalt you. Oh, Lord, we exalt you. Let your heart give God praise. The presence of God is in this meeting. The presence of God is right here, right here, right here. Lord, we exalt you. We magnify thee. We give you the praise. We give you the praise. We give you the praise. We give the praise. Just solemn. Yeah, Lord. Express yourself unto your God. Express yourself unto your God. Give him praise. Give him praise. Mandele le bosca, prele bondre si caradai. Jekele le losca, poriele le boschi marabanda sa. Give him praise, give him praise, give him praise. Give him praise, give him praise, give him praise. Give him praise. Lord, we exalt you. Lord, we exalt you. Begin to thank God and say, Lord Jesus, you are touching me tonight. Thank you for touching me. Thank you for touching me. Thank you for your power of me. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for touching me, Jesus. Thank you for touching me. Thank you for glory. Thank you for power. Nenroteske palidonai. Lord, we exalt you. We exalt you. We thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name, O God. Lord, we exalt you. We exalt you. Radoboske pragadobasuradai. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.